Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Susan Irwin up Sac City Way. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning.
Well, somebody told me you were having a quilt show, and I go, okay. And then you sent me information. I'm going, oh my goodness, this is not just quilts, although it's major quilt. Cars, tractors, planes, the Civil War. You've got so many things going on. We need to tell people the date and the place, first of all.
Okay, the date of the show is September 26th and 27th. It's from 9 to 4 both days at the Sac City Fairgrounds, or the Sac County Fairgrounds, which is located in Sac City.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there admission to the event?
There is admission to the event, and I feel bad because I don't know the exact amount.
That's okay, because I probably will want to visit with you again before September 26th and 27th. But I wanted people to, first of all, get it on their calendars. But secondly, I think some people might want to be a participant as well as a viewer. Let's talk about the tractor ride. You have a tractor ride planned.
The tractor ride is on Saturday, the 26th. And they will be touring, taking a route to tour the barn quilts in Sac County. We have several beautiful barn quilts that we like to emphasize and bring attention to. And so that is part of the purpose of the, what better way to go see barns than on a tractor and enjoy the art of the country.
You bet. You, when you go a little slower, you can see more of the details and really appreciate them rather than whizzing by in a car. And, okay, so tractor folks, you need to kind of look that up and give us your website, and I'm going to have you do that again. But if people want more information about any of these things we're going to talk about, they can go to your website.
Right. It's www.barnquilts.com, and that's a website that is focused on the barn quilts of Sac County, and it has a link to all the information for the quilt show as well.
All right. Very good. So tractors we've talked about. Cars. You're going to have a car show.
The car show is on Sunday, and last year we had a great turnout. Or not last year. We have the show every other year, so it's an odd number year.
Uh-huh.
And last time we had a great turnout. It was such a party atmosphere with some, like, 50s tunes playing, and it was just a wonderful time for people to look at their classic cars.
All right. And then this year, I think this is new, you're including the planes.
Exactly. You know, why not have every mode of transportation? Not any trains yet. Maybe next time. But right this year, we're going to have a fly-in. So the airport is sponsoring that, and they're going to have a breakfast. And they'll have a way for people that want to fly in to get rides in to go see the show.
Okay. And I understand they're also now going to be adding a quilt block at the airport.
Exactly. We have community quilt blocks all over campus. Sac County is just covered with quilt blocks, smaller ones at, like, nursing homes, 8-foot ones on lots of barns. There's, boy.
And so since you've mentioned, give us just a bit of history. How did Sac County get to be the place to go for barn quilts?
Well, actually, it started out in Grundy County in Iowa is the first place that
okay.
started it. And then in 2007, there was a 4-H'er that was looking for a project and decided that this would be a great way to promote Sac County. And, boy, 4-H clubs, FFA clubs, all kinds of community groups got involved with this. They did. One of the nice things that I think they did was that they decided to coordinate the colors. So the ones on the main route are all the same color scheme. And so you can kind of see that it's a connection for the county. And then there's, you know, people just jumped on the bandwagon. I think the goal the first year was to have 25, and we have more than 50 within the first, I think, 2 years. So it's an incredible number of barn quilts that we have, and it's just beautiful.
And so is there a map or somewhere that it kind of identifies where those are?
We have maps available in different places in the community.
Okay.
No, I've seen them at the library. I've also seen them at convenience stores. So maps are available, and there are also maps available on the website as well.
All right. So, and if you can't go September 26, 27, you can enjoy those barn quilts anytime. Just take a drive up to Sac County. Okay, so we've talked about cars, we've talked about planes, we've talked about tractors. In a little bit, we're going to talk more about quilts. But one other thing that I wanted to mention, and this does relate to the quilts, and that is how you've tied this into the Civil War.
Yes, when we realized that this was going to land on the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War, we decided to focus on that and invited a Civil War encampment group to be part of our show. So they'll be displaying period items and educating whoever wants to stop and visit with them about the medical practices of the time, different things about the Civil War. We'll definitely have some replica quilts will be on display. So it's really going to focus on the Civil War and both giving both sides of the story of how, you know, both sides of that horrible war felt about things at the time. So it'll just help people to understand a little more of our history.
Mm-hmm. Is there any chance that you have a quilt that was actually made during that time? That would be a...
for me to know until all the registrations are
all
in.
All right. So let's talk about registration.
Okay. Registration is due on the 21st of August. And, you know, once we get all of those in, we'll know if we actually have any that are replicas from then. That time, those quilts were used
mm.
more.
Yes.
And so it was... not kind of like, I mean, it was very different than it is now, where we might have something that we have on display and not ever touch it. But those quilts were really used. So if we have some replicas, it will be, if we have some
actual
ones,
mm-hmm.
that would be really awesome. We're hoping that we do, but it would also be very rare, I think, to find something in good shape that could be used for that. We're certainly welcome if anybody has one out there. Because there might be some, but I know that our focus has been we're going to try to recreate some of the same designs and use some of the same kind of fabrics that were used at the
mm-hmm.
time.
And I know you've been working hard on that. You have lots of quilters in the county as well as around the area. Let's talk a bit more about, you said August 21st is the deadline for registering to enter a quilt. Are there any rules or guidelines or things that you expect if somebody wants to enter a quilt?
I'm glad you asked that. That's one of my favorite parts of this show. It is not a judged show. We welcome all quilts from all different skill levels. Of course, we have lots of really beautiful quilts from folks who are very talented, but we also have beginner quilters that show quilts at our show. We have 4-H'ers, and it's always fun to see what the youth are making. So there's no real skill requirement to be involved, but once you see your quilt up on display, it just, you know, it makes everyone proud of the work that they've accomplished.
And I'm hoping that everybody remembers when they make a quilt that they need to sign and date it. We need those dates on there because this is family history.
It is. It really is. And it's kind of fun when I've looked at some old quilts that my mom has and, you know, I'm like, okay, tell me this story. I'm going to write it down. And we can get pretty close. But, you know, when mom's gone, I don't know how much I remember
right.
if I didn't have it written down.
And do you have, did she make some where you can say, oh, I remember that dress or I remember, you know, when this happened? Do you have some of those?
Well, that's really funny. We do have some of those. I'm sure there will be some at every quilt show. A lot of people make quilts out of maybe say someone has passed away and so they've got dad's old shirts that they've whipped into mm-hmm. a quilt that becomes a really cherished piece for that family.
How many quilts have you had in the past? This is not a little quilt show. This is an enormous quilt show.
This is not just a small, here's 10 quilts. We have had close to 400 quilts our goal has always been 300 quilts, but 400 quilts or quilted items, because we have lots of things on display. Registered, I can't, I know we've had over 300 registered quilts every year, but in addition to the registered quilts, sometimes we use quilts to decorate the ground. And so there's always more than just what's registered.
Okay, well, Susan, I'm hoping we're going to be visiting with you again before September 26, 27, but I wanted to make sure that if there were any quilters that wanted to be involved, they needed to know that that deadline was August 21st and that your website is barnquilts.com. Get on there and get the information.
I did find the admission. It's for one day, it's $7, and two-day admission is $12.
All right. Thanks so much to you, Susan Irwin from Sac City. Until next time, here's a thought. Opportunities are never lost. Someone else will take the ones you miss.